This is True Talk Media's podcast. I'm just kidding. We're not going to talk like this. Do you like free two-day shipping? Well, click the link in the description below, and you can get a free trial to Amazon Prime and help support the show. You like my flow? Well, just go get the Amazon Prime free trial. Jordan, would you like to add anything about that?
Yeah, you should go get it and click below.
Yeah, it's just a link. Yeah. You just click it and then make sure to go through that link to, you know, get your free trial. It's free, it's for 30 days, and you can get free two-day shipping, and you get access to a bunch of movies and stuff, like through Amazon Prime. So it's pretty lit. Yep. Well, on to the show.
Here we go.
Okay, so we're trying to get these mineral water bottles open, and we're using butter knives, and it's just not working.
I don't know why.
I wonder why. I want some mineral water! Well, we haven't done an intro song yet, so, yeah.
Like, you want a real song?
Or no, like, we need to be like, we are the fire of
life. The fire of life.
And I'm using it. I'm Caleb, and I'm Sebastian. Oh, wait, no, Sebastian's not here. Seabass isn't with us today because he's out grocery shopping.
This is Jordan, you know, just one of the stars of the show. Join the podcast.
Yeah, well, we're just doing this. This is just changing it up a bit. We decided to do a podcast because we've always wanted to do one. That's pretty much our reasoning. But, yeah, we're starting, and we might have this every week. It might be every other week. It might be once a month. We haven't figured out the schedule yet, so yeah.
Join us for the ride as we find out ourselves what's going on.
Find ourselves. We're going to go through a spiritual journey to find ourselves. We're Christians, but we're going to go through this journey together. Spiritual journey. Okay, so I'm about to go to sleep. So this morning is Sunday for us. I don't know when this should be going up Thursday, but it's a Sunday for us, and I have to run media for church, and the lady that normally runs media, she was supposed to cover this morning, and she didn't, because she, like, I don't even know what happened, but she wasn't there, and I was running late already, so I had 2 minutes to set up media this morning, and I'm tired. Would you like to add anything, Jordan?
The struggle is real, people. Just, if you don't know about it, you can ask me or Caleb.
Yeah, we both run media. Well, he hasn't started yet.
He runs media. I'm attempting to run it with him.
Yeah. I really want this mineral water.
Don't do it.
It's disgusting.
It's horrible.
Okay.
To all you out there, do not buy mineral water from Topo Chico. They're horrible.
It's from Monterrey, Mexico. Like, it's imported mineral water, and I just want to try it. Go give me that one. I want to drink out of this. Okay, you're about to record. You're about to hear me trying mineral water for the first time, and it's gonna taste like,
for the first time in forever.
For the first time in forever. Okay, I'm trying it. This is probably gonna taste like aluminum too. It's like,
it's horrible. What are you talking about?
I don't know how I feel about this. It's not good.
It's not.
But it's not bad.
It's horrible.
It's horrible. Mineral water is terrible, guys. Okay.
Don't do it.
So, yeah. You got a challenge that you wanted to issue?
All right, guys. On a serious note, today in church, we were talking about rising up and working together to build. And I just felt led to issue a challenge to all the youth and also anybody that just hears this and feels led to do it too. I'm sending out this challenge on Instagram also. I'm calling it Jesus Loves, hashtag Jesus Loves.
We'll have it on True Talk Media.
Yeah.
At True Talk Media and at whatever yours is.
JBab_17. And so it's hashtag Jesus Loves, and I just want you to accept the challenge. Each day this week, if you run into somebody, just tell them Jesus loves you. And if you get a chance to speak to them more, please do that. But please sow that seed in their life. And even though that little sentence will have an impact on their life sometime down the road. Because maybe not, they've never heard the name of Jesus in their life. And since you do that one little thing, they can. And he can work miracles in their life. So please accept that challenge as we Just build a revival in the CSRA area and spread it out toward the nation.
And even past the CSRA area. Yep. If you're not, if you're listening to this and you're not in the CSRA area,
we're not leaving you out. Yeah. If the Shingle Hollow people are listening to this, we apologize.
Yeah. Well, Shingle, like all the people that listen that aren't from either of those places, those are like Shingle Hollow is where we get a youth camp, and we got some friends from there.
So, we have no friends.
We don't have any friends. It's just we're alone. Okay. We're alone. Okay. Tie's coming off. Here we go. I'm wearing a tie, everybody, because I'm dressed up for church. Oh, my button. Like the top button that you wear with ties just popped, and I think it was just unbuttoned this whole time, which is weird because I thought I had it buttoned. Okay. So today, our topic is... He's filming me right now. That's why. Our topic is, like, Bible events that we'd like to see. Like, what would we... Essentially, we're taking a time machine and going back to time and back in time,
of course,
to view Bible stories, and we're just like
see them live.
We're
which
seeing
one
them
you
live.
Would pick
yeah.
to see?
So it's kind of like a I'm drinking more of this mineral water.
Okay, I'll start it off.
Forgot how disgusting that was. Okay.
Right. So if I could pick one, I mean, the main one would probably be to see Jesus' resurrection, just him there speaking to Mary. That would be pretty awesome, even though she was confused a little bit where his body was, but still to know from my point of view that that was him, he was risen. And so it's just pretty powerful.
So here's what I would do. I would go back like a day or two after the crucifixion, not 3 days, but a day or two after the crucifixion, and go up to him and be like, hey, Jesus is coming back tomorrow or in 2 days, spoiler alert. And I would just spoil it for him and be like, hey, Jesus is coming back, bro. Stop crying. Get up off the floor. Get ready for Jesus coming back, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That's exactly what's happening with the rapture, too. We got to tell everybody. All right. Like, I mean, seriously.
What's another event?
Okay. I've got a couple of them here. I got a list of them. Okay. I wanted to keep talking about the crucifixion and like, well, the resurrection. Coming back and seeing that, it's like... I don't know, it'd be pretty lit, because you look at the faces.
He just
like,
said lit.
Faces.
He said lit, people. Can we just lit. Accept that for a second?
It'd be pretty lit. Lit. you'll be able to see, like, their faces and stuff. It would be like watching an M. Night Shyamalan, one of his good ones. One of his movies, M. Night Shyamalan. Like,
Night.
Twist ending for the first time. It would just, like, that's how their faces would look. It'd be like, whoa, Jesus. What up, man? You back. I just seen you... like dead a couple days ago, but now you're back and you're alive. Whoa! We'd also film it too.
Whoa!
We'd also go back and film it. Like, we'd have to film a process going back in time. People would think it was fake, but I mean, it would be real. But we'd film it, right? It'd be like, hey, let's get some interviews with these people. And like, before and after they see Jesus resurrected, then that would be pretty good.
You heard it, guys. We were doing this for real. After finding Jerry, we are recording this. We're going back in time.
We're going back in time, and we're gonna film the resurrection and everybody's faces, and it's gonna be just like The Office, where we do the people having interviews and stuff, and it's gonna be fantastic.
All right.
Okay.
How about another event?
We're gonna go to another event. Okay. The first birth. Now, just picture this, right? Adam and Eve are having a baby, the first baby to ever be born. So just picture it. It's like the baby comes out. It's like, what is this? Is this an electric? Is this a cord? What do I do with this? Just like you would have to get training from God to know what to do in this situation. Because you got to think about it. There's no doctors. There's no like nobody's taught you how to do this. And also parenting would be terrible. There would be no parenting books. You don't have the What was it, Dr. Spock or whatever back in the 50s
what
or whatever? That was the Dr. Spock as a parenting book. You wouldn't have that. So it would just be like, you'd have to parent them. You would be the first parent. And it would be ridiculous.
I've always wondered, do babies get excited inside the womb? Because every day they get a new body part. Like, they're sitting there.
Whoa, what is this?
They get a new finger every day and stuff like that. Like, that's got to be exciting for babies, you know?
That's just
my thought about that. Just my input.
It's weird. Okay. Then you have an event.
I'd like to see when Peter walked on water to Jesus, and then, you know, he took his eyes off of him and was afraid. This.
Dang it. Dang it. Peter.
Come on, Peter. I don't know. That's an event I'd like to see.
Yeah.
Just how he was rolling over the water throughout the storm. And he wasn't afraid, even though, I mean, he was Jesus, of course he wasn't afraid.
Yeah, and he was just chilling at the bottom of the boat. He was just like going, taking a nap. And then like, they don't just go up to him and go, Jesus, can you help us? Again? Jesus, can you help us? That was really loud. I'm sorry. And then they just, he ends up walking on. It's just crazy. That's a crazy Bible story. It's lit there. It's very lit. I say lit a lot, by the way. I don't know why.
It's his favorite literature word.
I said it during a prayer one time. Like, I was praying, and I was like.
Long story short, yes, he did.
I was praying. It's like one of the first time, I'd praying with a youth group and stuff, and I was like, make the service be lit, like, with the Spirit. And, like, everybody just starts busting out laughing, and I'm just like, guys, I'm trying to pray. It was funny. You were there to witness that.
I was there.
Yeah, it was different. I still have not lived that down, so. Yeah.
He hasn't.
But seeing back to the topic, seeing Peter walking on water, just, I don't know. That's just, it would be
I mean, you can't tell me he hasn't tried to do that in the pool. I mean, yeah. Really, I've tried to. I've gotten at least 2 feet in.
Yeah.
Sunk, but.
Exactly.
I mean, that's pretty
It's courageous. Just like, would the water sink in, or would he be on top of the water, is my question. That would be something interesting to see.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's like, would it sink in a little bit and kind of just like raise them? I don't know. Or would it be completely sodded?
When we go back in time to record that video, yeah. We're gonna
all of this is coming out in a documentary this fall. It's gonna be called. Yeah, I don't know what it's gonna be called. Five Live, go back in time, do we just Bible stories, and then we film it, and then we interview people. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Alright, let's see.
That I've got another one.
Alright, y'all. Yeah.
Okay. So, parting the Red Sea. So here's what we'd do. We'd go back in time with a boat, and like we'd be on the sea as they parted. We'd be like, we just have the motors going, we'd be like, whoa, we're about to crash. Then we'd crash. Then the insurance on that would be like, we get a lot of money from it.
So, when they walk through the Dead Sea, not the Dead Sea. The Red Sea.
When they walk through the Dead Sea.
Okay. When they walk through the, well, there were dead people in it after.
That was
they
after.
Got through, yeah.
After it was the Red Sea.
Okay. But were their ears popping like really loud when they walked through? Because I mean, they're below the water.
Well.
I mean, you can't.
Would they?
That's, I've thought.
No, because the water wouldn't be, because the water's parted. So that wouldn't be under the water, because I think that ears only pop when you're under the water. Like, it would just be walking on, like, through a valley, kind of. That's kind of what it
would be. Still, when you're getting high altitudes and low altitudes, you got to think.
But would you get high altitudes? Because essentially, you'd just be walking down. Because it's kind of like just a path,
Once again, when we go back in time, we can
ask. We can ask, did your ears pop? And they'd be like, what? My ears are popping. He's spinning the butter knife right now. If y'all are picking up. Okay. We tried to open a mineral water.
All right, another event would be Samson killing thousands with the jawbone of a donkey.
It's like,
that'd be pretty awesome.
Just picture the people watching this, like, what does he got in his hand? It's a jawbone.
How's he doing?
Would he use it like a boomerang, though? Would it be like, just like throwing it? He would essentially be catching a boomerang, and he'd just like throw it, and I like just hit somebody, and then it just comes back to him. I just want to see that. Like, it's got to be like a boomerang. It's got to, because I mean, it shapes similar to it. I know it probably breaks the laws of physics or something using a jawbone. Hey, your cousin just texted me.
Oh, she don't text me.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Okay. As soon as I issue that challenge, she'll start texting me, I bet.
Yeah, for real. But, like, just seeing the jawbone as a boomerang, it'll be lit. It would just be
I mean,
fantastic. Because
Samson tore a lion in half with his bare hands. So
you know he's got to use it. He
didn't really need the jawbone, personally.
Yeah.
I think, but
he could have just, like, did, like, Chewbacca and ripped people's arms off.
All right.
Star Wars reference for you Star Wars people right there. But just going back to see that would just be, like, I don't know, just the shock on those people's faces. It's like, he's using the jawbone to kill people with. Just a jawbone. He could have used a sword, but he decided to use a jawbone. That's kind of ridiculous.
How about the time that donkey talked because he saw the angel?
It's like,
let's just keep it relevant to donkeys.
Yeah, as we keep going. Okay, the donkey talk. Just I picture him like having this real deep southern accent. So I'm like, howdy, y'all.
There's an angel.
What exactly does he say? I haven't read that story in a while.
Me too. We're literally just saying what comes to our head right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, like literally. We had a bunch of stuff written down, but like,
I'm sure he was like, yo, man, it's an angel in front of me, bro.
Yeah, like, I'm a donkey just talking, man. Don't assume anything, because you make a me out of you and me.
My role in Shrek wasn't enough, man.
Yeah. I'm sitting there laughing.
I mean, how is this accent for the first time, too, guys?
Yeah, this is our first time recording, so that's why we're real giggly. And then Sebastian didn't come, so.
Okay, yeah. Sebastian. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait.
But just, his accent had to be southern. Howdy, y'all. That was goofy. Sorry, guys. That was goofy. Well, that was literally Goofy the character.
All right, let's see. What next?
I got one. I have to look it up. So, in the Bible, there was this really fat king, right?
Out of the sword.
Yeah, and this dude just stabs him, and he essentially just swallows the sword with his belly fat. It's crazy. Like, I'm reading it. Okay. So, it's in Judges chapter 3, right? I'm scrolling, guys. I'm getting it. I'm not prepared today, but... So here we go. Ehud reached with his left hand, drew the sword from his right thigh, and plunged it into the king's belly. Even the handle sank in after the blade, and his bowels discharged. So essentially, he pooped himself after being stabbed with a sword. And Ehud didn't even pull the sword out. The fat just closed in around it. Then he went out to the porch, and he shut the doors of the upper room behind him and locked them. And after he had gone, the servants came and found the doors of the upper room locked. And they said, he must be relieving himself in the inner room of the palace. So they think he's going to the bathroom. That's why he's not coming to the door. So just picture that. So it's like, this fat king gets stabbed with a sword. Not only that, but his fat swallows the sword. So the dude can't even get his sword back. And then the king just poops everywhere. And he technically is relieving himself in the chambers. So the servants were...
They weren't wrong.
They weren't wrong.
But they had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
I just want to... The ridiculous of that story. It's like, why didn't history use that story in the Bible TV show? I'm kidding. I don't think we need a visual.
I would like to see,
it will be in our documentary, so yeah.
One I would like to see is Jonah on the whale and the pirates how he like eating the Cheetos, remember? And the people slap fish in Nineveh.
That's VeggieTales.
Sorry.
Whoopsies. No. Put a GoPro onto the whale that ate put a GoPro onto Jonah as he gets swallowed by the big fish. It's just like he's going through and like we get the footage after. This spoiler alert for our documentary. The GoPro as it goes through would just be, you would be able to see somebody get swallowed by the fish and then get thrown up. And like, doesn't it go, how far does it get thrown up?
I don't know.
Because he like washes up on shore.
He spoke well.
Yeah.
He wants us to let go.
Yeah, VeggieTales Jonah was actually pretty good. That's what we're talking about.
That's one of the best ones. If you haven't seen, you should really binge watch VeggieTales.
Yeah, VeggieTales. We talked about it.
All right,
we need to do a VeggieTales episode.
We really do.
Okay. So just like interviewing people, like talking about how he smells. Just like, so Jonah just got thrown up by a whale. How do you think he smells? It's like,
I think he smells like a days old radish.
Days old radish.
If the taste of mineral water was a smell,
yeah, that's exactly
smell like that.
I have no idea where radish like day old radish came from. That was just off the top of my head. Somebody's like pulling up in the parking lot. I think they're staring at us.
Maybe it's, okay. Maybe it's the people we found living in this house.
Yeah, so somebody's, we're filming this in the parsonage, or recording this in the parsonage, and we walked in, and there's, like, bedrooms have been slept in. Like, we have Sunday school here, but bedrooms have been slept in. So somebody was living in this house,
that's,
probably this weekend.
That's weird.
It's weird, because nobody lives in this house normally.
Why are you drinking that stuff? It's horrible.
What is mineral water for? Discussion. What is mineral water for? Because it tastes disgusting. I meant discussion. Discussion. What is mineral water for? Like, it's just...
it's just to rip you off.
I don't know. I think it's supposed to taste good, but it doesn't.
No. I was expecting a Sprite.
Yeah,
taste,
it's like
it looks like Sprite.
It looks like... I was expecting, like, a water that tastes like Sprite, and I think that is essentially what it is. Water is not supposed to be Sprite, everybody. Just, yeah. Okay. Back to the topic. We go off topic a lot, but it's okay.
Fine. It was a
it's fine. We're the best podcast after out there now. Just kidding. We're okay.
We're good now.
So another event that we'd like to see. By the way, this is going uncut. I'm not editing any of this out. So yeah.
Awesome.
So Paul's sermon with the dude falling out of the window and dying. So essentially, Paul's preaching. And this dude, in probably in the back, falls asleep, falls out the window, and then dies from the impact. And then Paul goes over. It's like, he walks down, he's like, man, this guy just fell asleep in my sermon. But he's dead, so I gotta bring him back to life. So he goes over and he prays for him. And he basically, the guy gets brought back to life, and he's just like, just picture that dude's embarrassment.
Is he happy or sad? Because
he's
got brought back to life, but he's gotta sit through...
Exactly,
he's
got to sit through another sermon.
I don't know.
What was he preaching about, I wonder?
If I had a nickel for every time I've seen that.
If I had a nickel, I'd have a nickel. So we're definitely going to interview the guy in our documentary. So I picture it going something like this. It's like, hey, you just fell asleep during Paul's sermon, and you just fell out a window, and you died, and he brought you back to life. How do you feel about that? Well, I feel kind of... I'm just a little embarrassed, and I don't really want to go back to the sermon because it was kind of boring, but Jesus is obviously real because Jesus is real because I got brought back to life. I don't know why I switched to the southern accent, but I'm going with it. Jesus is obviously real, and so is his Holy Spirit because I got brought back to life. Yeah, it's literally lit with the Spirit. Are you filming me?
No, I'm not filming you right now.
I thought he was filming me.
He's not superstitious, he's just a little stitious.
I'm just a little stitious. That's an Office quote for those people that don't know. I hope you know. Office is a good show, not Christian, but
US version.
US version, not the British version. We don't discuss the British version. Okay, so would Paul be mad at him?
No, I don't think so.
Because it's like, he prayed him back to life, so he probably wouldn't be. But, yeah.
You gotta think he persecuted people, so he didn't have the best trust, and so it's like someone to mouth already.
Yeah. So, just that, I mean, would it be like a class field trip, mid-lesson? It's like, well, class, we're going to go raise this guy back to life. Here you go. Let's see the spirit in action. Here we go. Okay, step one.
Crikey.
Step one, you have something you need to pray about. Step two, you pray about it. Step three, you get results.
We're here to pump.
You up! We're here to spirit you up! So, essentially, like, it would be the spirit in action. My 5-day podcast on the spirit in action. Podcast one. I'm just kidding. Yeah, these events are just crazy. We just picked the craziest ones. And, like, a lot of these are Bible stories too, but I don't think you ever learned about a dude defecating himself after being stabbed with a sword, or somebody falling out of a window and dying in the middle of a sermon. Like, I just imagine if that happened today.
I've seen people fall asleep during a sermon,
but not falling out of a window. It's like, that's just crazy. It's like, it's ridiculous, but it's amazing at the same time.
I mean, he had to be asking for it, though. I mean, he's sitting out there showing open the window.
He had to be leaning with his...
And what did the person next to him even do? They didn't even react. They just let him fall.
Yeah, exactly. Did they try catching him? I wonder. We'll ask a
We'll ask everybody.
In our documentary, we'll interview everybody there in that lesson. We can ask them how we can film it and like put it up on our podcast. We'll put it up on True Talk Media. Just the whole sermon. Like, I feel like it was a couple hours long because the dude fell asleep. What if he was just out partying the night before? That's why he fell asleep.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I want to go to sleep and fall out a window and die. I wish my testimony was that great. I fell out a window and then I died.
That guy has an awesome testimony. I wish I was addicted to crack.
That was Tim Hawkins' sketch. He was talking about people's testimony. He was like, man, I don't have a great testimony. That dude up there has got such a great testimony. Man, I wish I was addicted to crack. Thanks, God.
Be proud of your testimony, guys.
Yeah, be proud of it. Whether you fell out of a window or whether you just drank mineral water
whether
and hated
you did crack or not.
God whether you did crack or not, God loves you and God wants you to have a good testimony. So just get spiritually lit, everybody. In the name of Jesus, I pray this over you. I pray a hedge of protection around you too.
I pray a hedge of protection about my colon, Lord.
I pray over this food and the hands that prepared it. The greatest prayer of all time you'll hear.
Yeah, exactly. I pray this food to the nourishment of our body. This jumbo Dr. Pepper.
We're quoting Tim Hawkins right now, guys.
Like, literally, this is
Tim Hawkins. We're not stealing
his
material. We're quoting it from him.
Yeah, we're literally quoting it. It's not just stealing it. We're quoting it. Okay. Back to basics. Mineral water. I'm just kidding. Mineral water is terrible. But what if we brought back mineral water during our documentary when we take our time machine back? Like, we could just give it to them. Hey, guys, this is what we call Sprite. Would that affect?
No, that'd be horrible.
It's like we go back forward in time, and then it's like, Sprite is now mineral water. And then would mineral water be Sprite, or would just mineral water be mineral water?
The whole world would be jacked up.
It would be terrible.
Would be good, because
like, the ads, too, would be like, you know how they have, like, where you grab the can, and it's like, it starts playing the song? You'd sip it, and just go, and then the song would stop, and you'd be like, did you spit it out because Sprite is disgusting or that the song is disgusting?
Can they comment on the podcast or reply
yeah,
to
can.
Us?
They can.
Y'all give us some ideas, please. Like,
yes.
For our upcoming podcast.
Yeah. We're putting this on our... I think clips of this will be on YouTube, but we'll also put it up on truetalkmedia.com/podcast. I think we put a link in the... Like, this should be... You should go through Instagram or our website. So, yeah.
And please tell me how your challenge is going if you do accept it.
Yeah, for real.
Love to see.
Let us know.
I'd love to see what's going on with y'all and hold me accountable too.
Tweet out at us. Do you have a Twitter?
I don't have a Twitter.
We have a Twitter.
I don't have a Twitter yet, guys.
At True Talk Media. You can tweet at us about this challenge. We're going to issue it on True Talk Media and, yeah, and Jordan's account.
Yeah, please follow me on Instagram. JacobAb_17.
Okay.
I'll follow you back. I promise.
I definitely will. I'll go do that now. I'm just kidding. I already followed you.
And good.
Follow us. We're not going to make a separate account for this podcast yet.
No.
We might one day, but right now we're just going to be True Talk Media. So follow us on Instagram and follow me on Instagram, Caleb_TTM. So
we like the underscore.
Yeah, we love underscores. It's just amazing. Do we have any more events that we want to go back
man,
to?
I just don't know. Oh.
David versus Goliath.
Yeah, that would be pretty sweet.
I don't know. I feel like that's kind of one of the basic answers.
He threw one stone.
Yeah.
And cut his head off.
Yeah.
And just cut him in the face.
Just cut him in the face.
Let's see. What's a good Bible story? That woman that put the tent peg through that guy's head. That was a good story.
Just to film it. Like... By the way, this documentary will be rated probably R. It will
unrated.
It'll be unrated because we can't rate it.
Viewer discretion advised.
Viewer discretion advised because we're going to see somebody get a sword swallowed into them and
a tent peg through the temple.
And we'll also see somebody's head get cut off because we're going to go film David and Goliath. Spoiler alert, he cuts off Goliath's head.
Spoiler alert, they didn't have Cheetos or slap each other with fish in them. I just found that news out myself.
This is heavy.
VeggieTales.
This is heavy. VeggieTales lies. So, VeggieTales doesn't lie, but they just make it.
They skew the truth.
No, they don't. We're not smashing VeggieTales here.
If they make a VeggieTales episode about the disciple that betrayed Jesus.
Judas is a carrot.
Yes, I heard they say Judas is a carrot.
And he's a carrot.
Shout out to Johnny W. for that joke. That joke's hilarious.
Yeah, it's so funny. Judas is a carrot. I love that joke. You say that all the time.
I do.
Awesome. It's greatness. That was his mouth, by the way. Golf clap.
We don't need no sound effects in this place.
Yeah. What? What? I can't do it.
Like Pac-Man on my phone. I apologize.
He's playing Pac-Man on his phone. He's eating pills as a giant yellow circle thing. It's lit! So, yeah. I've been Caleb.
What?
That's how we're going to end this. We're stealing it. I'm just kidding. We're not going to steal that. That's another podcast that does that. And that podcast is actually pretty popular. Not giving them a shout out. Yeah, that's our podcast for this week.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah, we're gonna make more. What were you saying?
So, for real, hit us up on Insta, Twitter.
Follow us. Please, we need some more followers.
Tell us what to do next on my Instagram, his Instagram,
Media. Shout out on Twitter. Twitter's probably the place to go. Yeah,
give us a shout out if you wouldn't mind.
Not a shout out. He doesn't understand what I'm saying. He's a little stupid. I'm just kidding. For real though, tweet at us. Like, not a shout out. We don't need shout outs.
And tell us how the challenge is going. Please. I want to know.
Please. But for real, I keep saying shout out. I mean, tweet at us some topics or comment some topics that you'd like to see. We've also got one, spoiler alert, the next week or maybe a couple weeks from now. But Bible characters versus comic characters in a fight. Who would win? We really want to do this. That'll probably be our next podcast, hopefully, if you guys don't give us some better ideas. So, if you want to see it, give us ideas. If you don't want to see it, give us ideas. Because we just want to do what you guys want. So, yeah.
For real, though.
And if you're listening, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
If you made it this far, thank you so much for listening. And, okay, I've got to get a pun in here. So,
what do you think? The guy was bowling.
And he was
wearing the new shoes.
So, where does the general put his armies? In his sleeveys!
Ah! It's okay if it takes you a while because it took me like a month to get it.
Armies and sleeveys! Yeah! But for real, another ad for you guys. For real, if you want free 2-day shipping or if you want to support the show, just get a free trial for Amazon Prime by clicking the link in the description. It will take you to where you can get your free trial and everything. But every time we get a free trial through that, we get money for the show. So we kind of need some cash because, yeah, we need cash.
Yeah.
We got to buy some new equipment and stuff. And we also got a fund, Finding Jay, which will be coming to you soon and very soon. We are going to have Finding Jerry.
Oh, and there's a project coming up. From yours truly, should I tell him what it is?
Yeah, he's doing a spoken
word. I'm doing a spoken word.
He's super excited about it.
I'm joining Caleb in the spoken word group now. I'm really excited about it.
If you haven't checked out our spoken words, just go.
If you haven't checked out our YouTube channel, what's your problem?
Yeah, exactly. What are you doing? You're on our website, or you're on, I think we're probably going to have this on Podomatic. Maybe we'll get it on iTunes.
Ooh.
Yeah, eventually we'll get it on iTunes, hopefully. But. Yeah, check out our YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/c/TrueTalkMedia. And if you're on the YouTube channel listening, because we should have clips of this on there, then check out our website, TrueTalkMedia.com.
No E.
We'll probably have links in the description. So, yeah.
We will.
Yeah. This has probably been the longest closeout we've done. Hopefully, this is the longest closeout we've done.
It's like me saying goodnight to people. About tomorrow? Okay. Oh, goodnight.
So, I'm wrapping this sermon up. Did I ever tell you about the time? Shout out to Malcolm Jr. on that joke. We steal a lot of jokes. We're going to call this the 5 Live Stealing Jokes. Like, literally. Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you for listening. This has been the 5 Live. Ba-da-ba-da-ding. Shout out to Sebastian.
For not being here.
Because he's just slacking. He's slacking. Slap him in the face with a fish.
Slap him in the face.
Just slap him in the face. Just slap him.
Slap him with a sea bass, yes.
Slap him with a sea bass.